What's the tiff?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at 3. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And the look.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the 6, that's the horse, that's it.
I always bet on 5.
The number 1 horse.
I like the 4, number 4, 4.
I like the 6.
I like the 4 horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ.
I mean it, you are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your hosts, Jono Kabinjian and Kenny Roberts.
Welcome, welcome, my friends, to our second show here at Racing at Fairmont Park. I tell you what, Ken, I'm really excited about this show.
Why?
Well, because you know what? That damn music, I can't get enough of that. I put a big smile on my face, and you know what? We had a... I think we had like 600-700 downloads our first show.
I'll take that.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how people have embraced it. And, you know, it's long overdue, something like this.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
People are saying that the horse racing industry is dying. I don't think that's true. If you see some of the crowds they've had that when Keeneland was open here in the spring meet, my goodness. They had quite a few. 18,000 people.
Even if it is dying all across the country, if they say that, you know, you got to buy into a little bit. But I say we're still alive here at Fairmont Park. We got people that come out there on Tuesdays, Saturdays, and when we had Fridays. I mean, this place used to be packed all the time. People love racing at Fairmont Park.
Oh, they do. And tomorrow, opening day at Fairmont Park, they'll be, and the weather is Chamber of Commerce weather tomorrow, so there will be a lot of people. The grid on the front straightaway will be shoulder to shoulder. Guaranteed.
Shoulder to shoulder. Guaranteed by Big Ken here. I tell you what, another thing that I love is it's so crowd friendly. You get those hot dogs at $1. You get a beer. I think beer is $1. Soda's 50 cents. It's stuff like that you don't find anywhere.
No, you don't. And this is a big thing. Horse Hookie, it's called. Is this the 20th year for it? I'm not sure. It's a major hit for Fairmont.
Well, that's for sure. That's for sure, and it's way overdue for something like this. I love having this show. I love you being on the show with me, and I hope our people enjoy it. And we'd love for you guys to chime in on it. We got a great racing site on Facebook. What's that called again? Racing at Fairmont Park?
Racing at Fairmont Park.
And already people are just jumping right on there, so check that out. And anytime you want to leave messages, tell us what you guys think of the show. Tell us what horses you guys like. Well, we'd love to bring that up, and hopefully down the line we can give out shirts or something like that to where people are, you know, we're rewarding people for their place too.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be awesome.
Well, I tell you what, Ken, let's not take any longer here. Let's get to the races, my man.
I'm ready.
All right.
I've been waiting for you.
All right.
And my shoulders are hurting.
Your shoulders are. You've been carrying me already, huh?
My back is killing me.
Okay, whatever you say. All races for our first day on Tuesday are 5.5 furlongs.
Hey, and let me interrupt you. That's one thing I wanted to ask Roger. Some of these races, all these races are short sprints, and this is May. Horses have been out already. A lot of these horses have been out. And I wanted to ask Roger why they write short races to start with. I understand when you're in February writing the short races. I understand those races. But in May, first weekend in May?
Well, I tell you what, though, Ken, it's been shorter than that in May. I mean, we've had four and a half.
Yeah, I know. Four and a half.
I mean, Roger, you got to give them some credit here to stretch it out to almost 6 furlongs. So 5.5 on all of them. It's not bad with me.
No, I'm okay with it. That was just a question that I wanted to ask and never got that opportunity. So.
Yeah. And you know what? I would have liked to ask Victor what his favorite jockey is, his all-time favorite jockey was. I never got to ask that. But in any case, folks, we've got seven races. And you know what? It's a pretty competitive field. Let's go to the first race here. It's a maiden claiming, 5.5 furlongs, 7,500. All right?
I'm ready.
What's your call on this one? Let's hear it from you first, Ken.
Well, why do you want to hear it from me first?
Well,
why me first?
Because this race,
I have to sit in the front
is
of
an ugly
room.
Race.
Well, yeah, I would
it's
agree.
An ugly one.
It's like you. Look out.
Oh, coming back with a shot already.
Yep, that's it. I like the number two horse here, Jacaro. This will be the third start, second time with blinkers. And Brooke Stillian is going to ride the horse trained by John Wainwright. The last out was a maiden claiming 15,000 up at Hawthorne, and on April 14th, finished fifth by a long 18 lengths out. But I think that was a pretty tough group. This group that's facing today or tomorrow, actually, 7,500 maiden claimers. With a $6,000 purse, I think this horse should win by plenty. That's me. That's my
and,
thought.
You like this horse because what it did at Hawthorne, or what are you banking on? What are you looking at here that puts them over the top with these other five horses?
I just like the trainer. John is. Wainwright has always been a good trainer and has always had his horses ready to fire early in the meet. So,
are you familiar with Stillian, the jockey?
Brooke Stillian, a little bit. I can tell you this much. She could be a model. She's very pretty. She's very pretty. She's, you know.
I'm sure she wanted to hear that.
Well, I mean, you know, she's still learning,
right,
as a jock, but she's really pretty. Yeah. The first time I saw her, I was down in the paddock with standing around just watching, and she walked by, and I thought, I asked who that jockey was, and was told that's Brooke Stillian. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, hope she makes a lot of money, because she's just really pretty, and she rides very well. So,
and you know what, Wainwright's always had good luck with Rivero. Rode for
Mari, yes.
Yeah. She rode for John a lot. So I think that, yeah, I agree with you, pal. I agree with you. This is an ugly race. Like I said, we've got a 6-horse field. And I got to tell you, not one stands out here that I could just say I'm going to embrace it. But the morning line favorite, 8-5, the one horse battling away. And the 6-horse visual champion at 9-5. And that's an Oklahoma bred, ran in a state bred for $15,000 at maiden claiming. And this horse gets drilled at the Oklahoma, finishes eighth by 22. This gelding, he's a gelding at 9-5. And the 8-5 favorite, the one horse battling away, nothing on paper seems to make me run to the window to make a big play on this one.
You're talking the six, right?
No, I'm now talking the one horse.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's nothing there that goes that way. I would agree.
Yeah, and the one that I like here out of this entire motley bunch, and that's the why you said it, the two horse. And I gotta say, I don't think it's Jacaro. I think it's Jacaro. I think it's got that Spanish influence on that one.
An Armenian guy speaking Spanish?
Yes, sir. Jacaro, we'll call him, with a J. I always see John Wainwright when the meet opens up at Fairmont Park. He's always sharp, and 3-year-old gelding should be the one here. I mean, to close it down at 7-2 morning line, I'm buying into it. I agree totally with you, Ken, and let's make this one two on top, followed by the one with all, and I don't know, with a one, two, it just, to me, the two stands out, and followed by the one, and then everything, that's my trifecta play. But if you're going to play anything, I agree. The two stands out, and that looks like a good play for the daily double, too.
Yes, that'll start your double, should start your double. Anything, and also, Mike Durham's got two horses in this race, trainer Mike Durham.
Yeah, and what's his jockey's
he's got
on
Victor,
that one?
He's got Victor Santiago and Azale De Leon. So he had the leading jock from last year on there and Victor, and he's got De Leon is actually coming back. And
okay.
He was like sixth in the jock standings last year.
So Santiago's on Electric Cat, the three horse, and the six horse is a visual champion, and that's De Leon and Durham. And it seems to me, I think there's something going on here with, if you look at the rest of the card, there's a lot of Durham De Leon, so that may be his one to go to this year.
Yeah,
It's showing it,
yeah.
So that's our early take. So first race, we both are in agreement here. We like the two-horse, and that is Hoquero.
Hoquero, okay.
Yeah.
Then you have to pronounce it in Spanish. Hoquero.
Hoquero.
How's that?
All right, my friends. Let's move on here. We're going to the second race. I'll start this one off. How about that?
All right, that's perfect.
We got a second race claiming 3,200, going 5.5. I like the chalk here, Ken. I really do. I like Chancy meeting you here, the four horse, coming off a heartbreaking loss at 3.5-1 April 13 up at Hawthorne. Finishing second by half a length. Should be poised and ready here. Looks like a strong outing here. I think the works have been nice. I really think this horse stands out here. Fairmount Park, this 7-year-old mare, will have a major input in this one. I got the 7-horse Chero following in this one as well. So that's what I got.
You got that, huh?
Yeah, that's what I got. What do you got on this one?
Well, this one, you and I are in agreement. Chancy meeting you here. That was its first out, 7-year-old mare, trained by Gerald Butler. That was her first out of the season back on April 12th and got nipped at the wire.
Was it April 12th or April 13th? It doesn't matter.
April 13th.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No
right.
Problem.
Was leading all the way until the end there when it got beat right at the wire. It was a 5.5 furlong race. At a $4,000 conditioning race, so...
And it got respect up in Chi-Town. It went off at like 3.5-1, so 7-2 odds right there. When you get odds like that at Chi-Town, they're looking at you really respectable. I think it comes down here, and it looks pretty damn good, too.
I would have to agree there.
And you know what? Bilby on the mount, that doesn't hurt at all either.
No, Bilby with... That was the same combination up there, Butler and Bilby, so... That should be the right combination. This horse has raced here 19 times in the past, and has been in the money 9 times. So,
and
it's had success here. Chance of meeting you here has had success here.
The one horse in there that's going to make this thing interesting, I think, is the 3-horse Beautiful Ruler, and that's Santiago and Durham on that one. And the horse is going off at 5-1, and this horse, I believe, will try to set the pace early. Now, does Chancy meeting you here, the 4-horse, does it go after it and ride side by side and set some big fractions? If that happens too, that could throw the 7 into the mix here with Chero. I mean, yeah, if these two wear each other out, look for Chero. I'm still buying into the Chancy meeting you here, but the 3, I think, is going to dictate some way or another on the pace of this race.
I would agree. My only question, with the 3, Beautiful Ruler, trained by Mike Durham and ridden by Santiago, does it need longer? Its last 7-8 outs have been at a distance, a mile or better.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is it does it need a longer race? I know, again, start of the season. Hasn't actually appeared on April 1st up at Hawthorne and got smoked. So is 5.5 furlongs. Maybe this is the right race, and this could be the long shot play of the race.
So we are then looking at what's our daily double on this one, first and second race?
It's
what's yours?
The 2 and the 4.
We got the 2 and the 4.
Yeah,
and I'm in agreement on this one. I think the 2 and the 4 looks solid as a good play there. And on this one, too, it starts off our pick 3. And what do you got on what do you like to box here or what would you like to single here on your start of your pick three?
I would throw in, if you're going to play long shots, I would throw in the three here at some point, somewhere along in your pick three.
So you got the three and the four?
Three and a four, yeah.
I agree with you. Three and the four look good to me, too. First part of the pick three. And now let's move on to the race number three, my friends. We've got a 5.5 furlong, maiden claiming 4,000. And this one's interesting. You want to start us off on this one, Ken?
I can. And I like this. I like Festus in this race. Program favorite right now at 7-5. It's an 8-horse field, but I still like Festus. Eddie Essen Price, Jim Bilby combination. Eddie Essen Price, trainer, longtime trainer at Fairmount, and I just like this combination. Even though way back in October is when this horse was last out up in Hawthorne, and was in a maiden special weight net, which is the best class up there, and it's dropping down here to a $4,000 maiden race. So I think at 5.5 furlongs. So I think this is this class dropper might drill this field, actually.
Okay. That play right there, I'm going completely U-turn on this one. I don't like this horse. I don't like what I've seen out of the last two maiden special weights. He got drilled by close to 20 lengths on that maiden special weight that you mentioned. And you know what? Sometimes you got to look at it like, okay, he ran in the maiden special weight, but I tell you what, he didn't do anything but beat one horse in that field. So, you know, for him to come out like fifth or sixth on that, 10 back, I would agree with you. But what I'm seeing on paper here, he doesn't get my vote of confidence, and now the Essen Price camp looks like they're done with their dreams with this horse. They had it made in special weight twice, and all of a sudden it's a cliff dive here at a 10,000 or a 4,000 claimer. I just have a hard time buying into this. Now, the one good thing is they got it gelded. Maybe it could be focused a little bit, but I like in this race – I like a horse that's 8-1 here, and that's Morning Glover Rambo by Bailion and Lynch. And what number is that? That's the eight horse. Mm-hmm. And let me pull that up right here. And I tell you why I like this one. You're seeing a steady ride here, and it's not a cliff dive on how they treated this horse. They tried a maiden special weight. They've lowered it to maiden claiming. I mean, it's there and it belongs there. There's no patches on this horse that I could think of. There's no red flags. I think this horse can be live here, and he's had problems. He's had problems. The last time it ran, it had a problem. It got bumped. I mean, I really think that he's got, what, 4 or 5 starts in 2017. He's loosened up. I think this horse is going to be live here. At 8-1, I may drop a couple bucks on this one.
I can see that. He's part of my picks of the race. I like him. I like the 7, Fading Away, a 4-year-old gelding. Trained by Gay Britana, former rider.
Is that the one you got for second?
That's the one I have for second, yeah.
That's the one I got for second as well. And what do you like about Fading Away?
It's just it had a 3-furlong drill here last Friday, actually. And it 37.60 seconds for 3 furlongs. So, and that's pretty good. That tells me that the horse is probably sharp, or they're trying to sharpen it up. So.
And the thing on that one too, Ken, is throw that last race out.
That's
an awkward start.
Yes,
awkward start. I mean, a start like that as a maiden, first time out. You know what? That's what you're supposed to do as a jock. Don't try to break the horse down. Then just let him finish the race and just give him a little breeze.
Yeah, and you got the good combination with the jock here.
Yeah, and they knew something. They knew something about it. Plasters put Santiago on horses that he feels can have a good chance of winning here. I like this. I like this combination here. I like the 7 to come second too. If not, give a good challenge too. But I'm not a big fan of the chalk on this one. I'm kind of staying away. Something about a big red flag there from a maiden. You were in a maiden special weight up in Hawthorne, and that was a 20,000 state breath last year. It took time off, and now they got it down to 4,000. And the works haven't been that explosive either for a horse that's run a maiden special weight like that. I'm not seeing it on that one. I think if the public buys into that, good enough for me, because I got some good odds coming with the other horses, including the one that you mentioned for second.
You should have one. One to watch here, Jerry Hammond's got a first-time starter, a colt, a three-year-old colt, Hootie Who. Hammond and Uriel Lopez is the jock.
So. They've hooked up plenty of times in the past, haven't they?
Yes, but the works don't show much. Still, Jerry Hammond's really very good with first-time starters. So,
well, you know what? He's I think he's what's his percentage here? He's 9% in maiden claiming. So, well, by the way, SM Price, did you see his numbers on Festus? As a maiden special weight, he's 33% in the money or on wins, and he's 15% on maiden claimers. That's a big number.
How about that?
That is a big number. Yeah, I don't see the Hootie Who on this one.
No, I'm just saying watch out for that one. That's first-time starters, you don't know what they're going to do, how they're going to act.
So what do you got on this one then, Ken? You're taking the five.
I like the 5-7 and the 8 in this
five,
race.
5-7 and the 8
Morning
on this
Lover
one.
Rambo, and that's the one. You like that one. Morning Lover Rambo is the
right.
And the,
with me,
long shot play.
With me, I'm going with the 8-7, and my third place horse is Hey Garcon.
Garcon.
Yeah, Garcon. Yeah, what is that? A waiter?
Yeah.
Garcon. Yeah, Garcon.
Pierre Garcon. He's a wide receiver in the NFL. So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think he's still a free agent. He's a free agent now.
Might be. He was with the Skins.
Yeah, he was. That's Stallion and Burdess on that one. You know what? I like this one. Only one on form that's been in the money the last two starts. So, you know, that can play a role too. So I just threw that in there as third place.
But just be careful. It has not started this year in 17.
No.
Last out was on August 2nd of last year.
So. Yeah. And you know that's what, Ken? We're going to run into a lot of those type of horses this time around too. So. You might as well just, I guess, just get used to that one for now. And we can bank a lot on their works and so forth on that. So moving on to race number, well, on this one, let's go back to that. I had the 3-4 on my pick 3, and I'm going with my 3-7-8 is my play for that race, the third race. And now we're going to race number 4 here. Race number 4, it's a 5.5 furlong, claiming 3,200. I almost said 32,000. Yeah. Wouldn't that be the day?
Oh.
3,200. And this horse that I like here is No Biz Like Subiz. And that's the 2 horse that I've taken. Let's see if I can pull it up here. And there it is. And that is run by Sanger is the jockey. I really like this horse. This was my pick of the day here. I love. Yeah, there's nothing to not like about Steve Manley. I mean, every time he puts a horse out, it's going to do well. And as we're seeing right on the board here, last year it ran an optional claimer, 6250, finished third by 8. His works haven't been bad. His breezing, 4 out of 19 on April 7 or April 18th, ran a 49 in the 4 furlong. Yeah, the horse is consistent. 49, 4 out of 17 there. I think this is the one to beat here, and this horse will go to the front, and he's going to say, catch me. I think it's a better class horse than the rest of the field here. Optional claimer, and then you got 7,500 condition, 7,500 condition, open 5,000, starter 5,000. That's my pick here.
That's the one I like, too. I like that one. I also like the 4. Just to note here, on No Biz Like Subiz, this is the first time out for this gelt, for this 6-year-old gelding by No Biz Like Showbiz. So, and it's only raced here one time. That means something too. But Steve Manley's had this horse in training here, so they're ready to run it. And usually he's on the money with these things.
And then you followed up with the four horse?
I like the four horse here. Again, Gabe Brittana, Victor Santiago combination. A four-year-old gelding by Fusaiji Pegasus.
Right.
2000 Kentucky Derby winner. So
I don't like this horse.
The Pegasus book.
I don't like this book. I don't like this horse. Because if you check out the form up there, you got a previously trained by Becker. Now, look what it did under the Becker camp. And then it went to the Rattana camp, and it just fell off the map, man.
I would agree.
It fell off the map in the 11th by 26, claiming 4,000. If that was the horse that was part of the Fairmont with under Scotty Becker, you see it on April 16th of last year. It was very competitive. And then you see it almost the same race, if not the same race. No. April 16 was even tougher race than that. And it gets completely drilled. 11 by 26. I think this horse is going strictly on the record of Becker. The last two hasn't shown me much at all. And I think that's going to continue here. His 2017 campaign, 11th by 26. I mean, it's just tough for me to buy in on a 2-1 on that.
Well, good luck.
Yep.
I think the only time on the PPs here that it ran, it's ran twice in 5,000 at 5.5 furlongs and wins one and was destroyed the other time. So
I think,
still like this horse. I like the work it had on April 12th, April 17th.
Mm-hmm.
No, April 12th. Good Lord.
April 12th, yeah.
It was only three horses at five furlongs went 102, so 102 and four. So.
Right. And my second place horse here is another speed horse, and that is Taproot. And that is, what number is Taproot?
Number one.
That's the one horse. Mm-hmm. I think inside rail, you're going to get a nice trip here. This horse on paper looks like there's no holes in it. This is where this horse likes to run. This is what it's all about. I think this horse goes to the front and just tries to hang on for dear life. But I think No Biz like Sue Biz tracks him down. Middle of the track and brings this one in. I think, like I said, No Biz wins this one by a couple links here. That's what I got.
That's what you got. Okay, well, that's fine. The long shot play in this race will be the Mike Durham-trained Flatitude, Azale De Leon
in
the saddle there.
Couldn't agree. What's your take on that one? Because I got that horse coming in third, too.
I think this horse is they're dropping it. Mike's dropping it to the 3,200 level. It was a $4,000 conditioner race up in Hawthorne. It's had three outs up there, and it's still. I just like the horse.
Well, you know
it
what
hasn't shown much.
What intrigued me on this horse was that he's 6 out of 12 being in the money at Fairmont Park.
Right,
and that plays a big role in my play here. The horse likes Fairmont Park. I like it. I like to put this horse in the exotics, on the back end of my exotics, and that's where I'm going with this one as well. That's a good call.
It's a good one.
So
this is a tough little race, though. It really is.
You got it tougher than me because I kind of like this one a lot, and I singled the two in my pick three on this one. And you've got in this race here, you picked how many you got on this one?
The four, the two, and the six. The
two, four, six is what you got.
No Biz like Stu Biz.
So
Pegasus book and Flatitude.
All right. So your ticket on a $1 is six and six times three. You got 18. That's an $18 play for $1 ticket, folks. And that's Ken's ticket is 3-4 with the 5-7-8. With the 2-4-6, and also you could play this on a 50-cent basis, and that'll be a $9 ticket. So if you're willing to spend $18 on a $1 play or $9 on a 50-cent, you could get some money back on this one. I got the 3-4 with the 3-7-8 with the 2, and mine is a mere $6 for a $1 ticket and a $3 play for a 50-center. So that's what we got on that one. All right, so now we're moving on to our – by the way, that was the end of that pick three. We got another pick three starting right here on race number four. You went with the
on race
2-4-6
on
the
– race five?
On race number four, actually, you started with a can pick the 246, and I singled the two. All right. So now we go to the fifth race here, my friends, the fifth race. And by the way, Ken, I want to remind our folks out there, catch us at Racing at Fairmont Park. That's our site for our Facebook site, right?
That's correct.
And you can catch us at FairmontParkPodcast.com. All you got to do is hit all that together. It's all one word. Put all that together, and you can download our show. It's on the right-hand side there. You got iTunes and everything. I know a lot of trainers have been contacting me. Hey, how do I get on this? How do I find your show? And I know it's so sweet for these guys to, when they're driving to Chi-Town, when they're driving to Chicago or Indiana or anywhere else, you know, they could tune in on the show, they could hear their names, and they could enjoy Fairmont Park. So for our trainers out there, that's FairmontParkPodcast.com, and all our fans out there that just want to know about racing in general and handicapping all these races, you can find us and download us and subscribe to us. It'd be great.
That'd be awesome if they do that. Yeah. I know a lot of the trainers out there, and they're easy to get along with, easy to talk to. Just don't ask them if their horse is going to win, because they'll tell you, I don't know.
Well, you know, that's not the way I see it. I always, when I ask them, hey, how are you going to do? They're always like, yeah, I'll be live. Yeah, I'll be live.
Well, they'll be live. That's about it. It's all about the break, boys. It's all about the break. Just ask the jocks, I'll tell you.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we're moving on to race number five here. It's a 5.5 furlong, claiming 8,000. And what's your call on this one, babe?
Oh, you're making me go first now?
I can go. Okay. I can go. You want me to go? You can go. It's up to you.
I'll go.
It's a maiden race too, folks.
It's a maiden special weight, $8,000. So I like the two horse here. Tom Doris, Santo Sanjur combination. Tom's trainer, 3-year-old filly by Northern Fleet. It's had three outs up at Hawthorne, and has been close throughout, although last time finished 5th by 11.75. Julio Felix was in the Irons Inn. So it's the maiden special weight ranks down here are not quite as tough as the 20,000 up in Chicago, but they're still tough. So I like the two here. Bits and Pieces is the name of the horse.
And I'm going to stay in that same camp. I'm going with the Doris horse as well, but I'm going with the one horse here. I like what I'm seeing. I know it ran a maiden 15,000. It wasn't maiden special weight or anything, but it showed me a lot first time out. And this is a horse that, you know, was right there in the thick of things when the whole thing was unfolding. I think it may have enough here to hang on, and I hear you on the whole thing about Illinois, but I'd rather have a horse that's maiden claiming 15,000 than maiden claiming or maiden special weight Illinois. I don't see it as strong in that part of the Hawthorne. Maybe at Arlington, I see something else, but I don't see the maiden special weights that strong up at Hawthorne towards the winter time. That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, you could be onto something there. But the Bits and Pieces was in a maiden special weight Illinois bred race, and Star Magna is your choice. By the way, that's my best long shot of the race.
There you go.
Was in an open $15,000 claimer, maiden claimer up in Hawthorne. April 15th.
So what's your second play then? That's Star Magna is your...
That's my long shot. My second play is actually the Scott Becker-trained Bill Sturritt's own Sunny Summer, the five horse. Victor Santiago.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, this one's been getting drilled too. Yeah, you know what? It's hard to argue with a Scotty Becker Santiago type of combination, and this 5-1 I don't think will hold up. I think the crowd's always in love with this camp. I think you'll see this horse go off at 7-2 when the smoke clears. I think for me, though, I'm going to look for a value, and I like this three horse. It's a gutsy horse. I'm going against the classes now. Amazing. I'm taking on the maiden special weights, and the horse is about that. But I'm looking at a horse here that always gives everything he's got. He's got what? He's got one, two, three. He's got five starts in 2017, and he never stops working. I mean, he's working his butt off constantly. I think you're going to see a horse like that in the early meet to where he's going to identify himself as being with this crowd. I think this horse does good here. I like this horse being second in this one. Sassy and Regal, the three horse by Lynch and Bale Young.
The only thing here is this horse has never raced here, and it will be coming from behind, so it can't be too far back in a 5.5 furlong sprint.
Well, now if you look at the middle part of the race, he's not that. I mean, he's in the mix. He's in the mix. So I like where this horse is at, and I like the numbers he puts up when he finishes the race. He's like three out of four coming in second the last three races or the last five races. That to me gets a little bit of respect right there, especially when you're looking at other horses completely that have been completely drilled. Even the horse has done good on synthetic. It's a Chicago horse. I think five times out of 12 it's been in the money. This year in 2017, three out of five in 2017 being in the money. I look for, again, maybe the four out of six here. And he's going to come in second again on this one. So that's what I got in this one.
All right.
Not a bad play.
That's all right.
Let's move on to race number six. I think I'll take honors on this one. And this can be a horse here that I think will be my long shot play today. And let's pull him up on the big screen here to let Ken know what I'm looking at. And that is the sixth horse here. Would Not Mind by Eddie Essen Price. It's rode by Bilby. And the only thing against me on this one is this is a complete route horse. This is a complete route horse, and I understand that. If you guys back off this horse, if you're looking at that formula, it may not do much. But, again, we're looking at a horse here that likes to finish in the money. His works have been not that bad at all. He hasn't run against too many, but on the breezing aspect, on March 29th, he was number two in a three furlong, finished 38.60. And, you know what? I guess I'm behind A ball on this one when I say I'm taking a chance here with a route horse, but 6-1, S and Price. I think they'll have their thing together here. I think they'll be sharp on this one. That's my play on this one.
The only thing about this horse,
yeah,
it's never raced at this distance.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
You got to start somewhere. I understand. And 5.5 furlongs, perhaps the horse is ready. I don't know.
You know what? Anyone that would argue with me on this one, I'll fold on this one because I see where you guys are coming from, and whatever pick you give me on this one, I could understand it.
My pick I like is the four, Carroll's a Case, Mike Nance, Santos, and Jour.
I got that one second. Tell me about it.
This will be the first out here for this horse. It's been working pretty good here at Fairmount. Had a five furlong drill back on April 21st at 102.3. So it's had three of the four drills listed on paper here have been very good. So this horse, Mike is preparing this horse for this race.
Sharp.
Yes, he is, and it's raced here 18 times. And has seven wins.
Seven wins. It's hard to not go against that, man.
Yeah, that's tough. This is a $4,000 claimer purse, $5,400 purse with non-winners of the year. So
11 out of 18 at Fairmount Park. And you know what? Michael Nance, time in, time out, this guy is always he brings live horses, and he's sharp. He's sharp. He knows where to put his horses. I'm telling you, I took a fly-by-night on this one with the six, but the logical play here, I agree with you, Ken, is Carroll's a Case. And look at optional claimer 6250, what was starter, optional claimer, allowance claimer. This horse is nothing but a sharp. It's run some nice races.
Against stronger
horses too.
And Mike is one of the trainers you can ask what he thinks will happen here, and he's the one who'll tell you
right
what he expects.
What do you got for second on this one?
I like the 2, Foxy's Beauty, Teddy Randazzo, trained 7-year-old by Cherokee Rap, bred by Bill Stiritz, by the way, who owns Fairmont Park.
Mm-hmm.
I just hasn't raced since last year. October 29th was his last out, and it was in a $5,000 open claimers. So dropping down to $4,000, having one for the year, this might be a good fit for this horse.
Yeah. You're bringing up a very good horse here. I got Foxy's Beauty as third place as well. I got him at third place, so I like what I'm seeing. I mean, 7-year-old. That's Fairmont Park, what is it, 14 out of 19 times running at Fairmont Park, being in the money with 8 wins and 4 seconds out of that. Nothing but respect here. And Randazzo brings a live one to the table here as well.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah. So, you know what, I took a shot with my long shot play today here. I tend to lean on what Kenny said here. I like Carol's Case. I got the horse coming in second, but arguably I think Carol's Case can make a big case for herself right here.
Most definitely. If you're going for a long shot in this race, you might want to look at Mike Durham. Anything Mike Durham brings early to this meet is usually there's something there.
Right. Well, it's going to be interesting here. Yeah, obviously we could agree on the 5 horse being last on this. Maybe.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Now we're moving on to the 7th race. Already at the 7th race. What time? How much have we done? Oh, 43 minutes. That's not bad.
So, and this is the finale at Fairmont. They have 7 races on their opening day card.
And normally, folks, sorry to interrupt, Kenny, is we normally see 8 race fields, and you know what? I think we're setting something up for Kentucky Derby Day where we're going to have maybe 9, perhaps?
I think Roger said we're going to have 9 races on the card.
Yeah, so, folks, this is early still. You know, I know some of you are saying, well, how do we have 7 horses or 7 race field? Well, this is what we talked about on the first show. We're sticking our fingers in the dam. We're plugging things up. We're doing the best we can, and I know Roger's doing the best he can, and I know the track's doing everything they can, but this is what we got, and we're doing the best of it.
Yep.
Making the best of it.
Making the best is much so. This is a 9-horse field, so maybe something will come out of this. So,
all right. You want to start on this one as well?
I can fire it up. I like in this race, I like She's Too Young for You, Bro.
Yeah, I like this one too. Go ahead.
Trained by Ralph Martinez. Good guy.
Great guy.
Ridden by Santos Sanjur. Ralphie has, for the first time, I can safely say this, for the first time in 40 years at least, they don't have any head at the track. His dad, Raul Martinez, longtime trainer, the late, great Raul Martinez, had always had horses at the race, at the track, stabled at the race, but at the track. But Ralph has decided to move next door to Indiana. He'll bring some in, but he has nothing in the barns on the backside at Fairmont Park this year.
Well, at least
nothing yet.
Yeah, at least he's got his presence still, because there's no, face it, folks, I don't think, and Ken, I think you'll agree with me, it's not the same Fairmont Park without seeing a Martinez horse in there.
Oh, I agree with you.
It's almost like peanut butter jelly to me. They come hand in hand, and I love Ralph, and that whole camp. I remember when it was under Lou O'Brien. And
Crusty old Lou O'Brien.
Yeah. You ever met him?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I got to tell you this. My horse is in the race against his horse. We're both the favorites. He's got a horse named Moby Dick. Remember Moby Dick?
Yes.
All right. So I'm racing him, and Moby Dick, I think, beats me, and I come in second, and I come up to Lou. Lou's sitting up there at nighttime. I go, Lou, I thought I could beat your Moby Dick today. And he looked at his wife. He goes, now, you see, he thinks he could beat my Moby Dick. What about you? he was just a funny guy and always down to earth. I think he really taught me a lot when I'd go up there. He'd ask me, what could I do? You know, I love imitating him, too, because I'd call Ralph Martinez up. I'd go, hey, what the hell happened with that race you were in? And he'd go, and now, Lou, it's Jono. And he goes, you jackass, you. But anyway, let's get back to the thing here. That's a 7 horse. She's too young for you, bro. What do you got for second and third?
The number 2 horse here I like is the 5. Hint of Perfection.
Okay.
Another Mike Durham trainee, Azale De Leon combination.
Let's check him out here.
Has not raced since March 24th. Last ridden by Hernandez. Good Lord, Rafael Hernandez.
What'd you do? Throw a dart and you landed on this.
Landed on this one. That's right.
All right.
And it was a good one. Never raced here. For some reason or another, I just like this horse.
And your third place.
And my third horse for this race is the Deuce, and that would be Billy R. John Wainwright, Gino Velasquez riding.
All right.
Another dart.
Yeah, well, you know what? I kind of went completely different than you on the second and third place here. I also agree. I like She's Too Young for You, Bro. I seen this horse run and gives everything it's got. I love this horse. I think this horse will do what it has to do to get in the finish line here, to get in the winner's circle. Just ran to Oaklawn Park. That's a tough race. That's 7,500.
Absolutely.
And, I buy into it. She's too young for you, bro. But my second place. Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
That horse went off at 7-1 down there, though.
Yeah, yeah. So and those bettors know. Yeah, yeah, those bettors know what they're doing down there. And since then, look at that. 2-1, 2-1. Less 1-1, 1-1. The horse knows how to get the looks from the people, and he's always in the money too. Like I said, 18 starts, 10, 13. We got 13 out of 18 in the money at Fairmount Park. This horse loves it here. I'm going to go with that one on top, the 7 horse, rode by Sanjur. And my second place horse is the 3 horse. I like the 3 here. And the 3 to me has a lot of speed, And it threw up a speed number. I know what you guys are saying. This is June 2014. But he's back because look at the works here. 20 out of 50, 1 out of 14, 6 out of 12, 2 out of 18. Whatever they did to get this horse back in the gear here, this 9-year-old, I think, has healed up, and I think if it comes out anything, 80% of what this horse did back then, we're going to see this horse go to the front, and it's going to fade away at the end. But you know what? On paper, again, 2014, but on the works, the strong works to me.
The 2.5-year layoff.
Right, but you know what? I would say that normally, but we're looking at a 9-year-old horse that's had his time in the racing. He knows how to he knows how to get in the gate. He knows how to get everything. I just think that's not that big of a deal with a horse that's been in there, knows how to do it, and the works, those are nice. Those are fairly nice works there. So I'm gonna go with the 2.5-year-old or 2.5-year layoff horse here. The 3 horse coming in second, Z Appeal, and that's by Butler, and Molina's on that horse. And my third place horse is Beefy. Beefy is the 15-1 play here. I say throw that Turfway Park right out of there, Ken. That last one in December 16, lost by lost by 10. But again, it was synthetic. Went to Hawthorne before then in October, lost by 5. Went off at 8-1. I don't see this horse as standing out, but I definitely see it grabbing the back end of something here. It's running starter races in 15 and 16, and it may be just where it needs to be here at 3,200. I'm buying into this horse as taking or being in the exotics. That's what I'm looking at here.
You keep looking.
Yeah, well, I could be totally wrong here, and that's Rosendahl and Brooks DeLeon on this one as well. So that's what we got. And what's your best? Let's go with your best bet of the day.
No Biz Like Sue Biz was my best bet of the day.
And that's mine as well. And your exacta box play of the day.
My exacta box play of the day.
Yeah, which one stands out? I'll let you look at that. Mine's the seventh race. I've got the 3 and the 7. To me, I like the Z Appeal to get in the back end of this exacta. That, and I'm taking an 8-1 here, so we're looking at a $40-$50 payoff here on this one, Ken.
You think?
And I put it on paper. I'm buying into it.
You're buying into it, huh?
I'm buying into Z Appeal here for second place. I like the 3-7 here on the exacta box. That's what I like. What do you like?
Well, I kind of like the 4-6 combination in the second race.
Second race? Let's go with the second race.
The 4 is Chancey meeting you here, and the 6 horse is Salute the Hero.
That was 4-6. Okay, Chancey meeting you here, and you got the 6 coming in. Okay, all right. That's a respectable play here. Yeah, for sure. For sure, that's a good play. And let's look at your pick 4. We got a pick 4 here on race, starting at race number 4. And I've got in the first leg the 1-2.
And I got the 4-2.
Okay. He's got the 2-4 in that one. I just write it in like that. And the second leg, I got the 1-2-3.
Oh, I'm going here with the 2-5-9, which is Bits and Pieces, Sunny Summer, and Marnate.
Okay.
John Wainwright trained, Brooks DeLeon up.
And in my third leg, I got the 2-4-6.
I've got the 2-3-4.
And in my last leg, I got the 3 and the 7.
And my pick is, stand by, the 7 with the 7 on top here, 2-5-7.
2-5-7.
Yep.
All right. So if you wanted to buy in the Ken's ticket here, that would be 6, 6, 12, 18. 18 times 3 is what? We got
$54.
$54, is it? That's and we could make that a 50 cents, so we'll cut that down a half of that.
$27.
$27 on a 50 cent play. Mine, you could get mine on a $18 50 cent play here. So that's what I have on mine, folks. So and our long shot. Let's not forget our long shot.
Oh, my best long shot I had was, who was that? I've got these papers all over.
All right, well, if you're looking for that, I'll throw mine out first. My best long shot play today is race 6, and that was the Would Not Mind, and that was going off at 6-1. And more I talked to Ken, more he brought it up here. I could see the Carroll horse here being the one to beat. But you know what? That's the one I gave out. Would Not Mind, and that's the 6-1 play right there.
And I'm still looking. I'm lost.
All right.
I've lost everything. Jono,
again, Ken's lost here, but we can go to race day at Fairmont Park here, folks. Like us on Facebook. It's not hard to find. Everyone's got a Facebook account, so go to race day at Fairmont Park and check us out at Fairmont Park podcast.com, all one word, all put together. And get on there, get on iTunes, subscribe to our show. Again, it was outstanding that we had 600-700 downloads already.
I'll take it. My best long shot is in the 5th race, Star Magna, the number 1 horse.
Star Magna. And that was what race?
The 5th race, the
1 race. Horse. And then let's check that up again one last
I think
yes, that's what I got too. So I'm glad we're agreeing on a long shot here, 6-1, and we both got that on top.
How about that?
Great minds think alike, I guess, huh?
Maybe so.
Yeah, perfect. And that's what we have here, my friends. And go to lineupmedia.fm. We've got another great show, another local show. I know that you guys out there love your baseball. A lot of baseball fans out there love the Cardinals. It's two birds on a bat. You guys can't go wrong with this. They get Benji Molina out here. I mean, it's outstanding, the people that Jim Cromer interviews and the people that get on the show, Yadi, Molina, and outstanding stuff there, man. He makes it happen.
Are there any L.A. Dodger guys that they get on there?
Why? What brought that on there?
Because you wear that L.A. hat.
Do I have on today?
No, you got the Dallas hat on today.
I got the cowboy hat on today, yeah. For love of God. That's America's team. Look, I got a USA shirt, too. They didn't just go coincidence here. I made it go like that.
Did Omar make that shirt?
Possibly. I don't know who made his shirt, but yeah. Anyway, folks, that's our show for this week. Good luck tomorrow. We'll be out there. I'll be out there. I don't know how Ken's going to be out. You know, he could be out there. Or what's your schedule like?
Well, right now, I'm up in the air. I hope to be out there, but it's up in the air right now.
If you guys see us, give us a little, talk to us. Let us know what you guys think about the whole thing. Any suggestions, we're all ears, too, on that.
Kick in the butt.
Kick him in the butt. Don't kick me in the butt. There, let's just get along here, folks. Let's get along. I tell you, I'm really excited about this. Kenny, any last words here?
I have none.
All right. Well, we'll catch you guys out there. Good luck tomorrow, even if you got your own place.
Opening day.
Yeah, make it happen and cash in those winning tickets from Ken and Jono. We're out of here. We'll see you guys, maybe Thursday for the big Kentucky Derby play and our Saturday racing.
I'll take that.
All right. All right, folks. Take care.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, FairmountParkPodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.